This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Thousands attended the third No Kings protest against the Trump administration across the state on Saturday. Demonstrations occurred at various locations from the Western Slope to the Eastern Plains. Protesters cited numerous issues, including the war in Iran, ICE, and illegal actions by the administration. Dwayne Gable is an engineer from Denver.
With very few exceptions, politicians have done their job and honored the rule of law. And that's not happening right now.
Gable said the protest was one of the largest he has ever seen. Roughly 1,400 Colorado Democrats selected candidates for the 2026 ballot at the party's state assembly in Pueblo, also on Saturday. CPR's Benta Berkland.
There weren't any big surprises. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Weiser, Colorado's attorney general, made the ballot and will compete against U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who petitioned on. State Senator Julie Gonzalez was selected to challenge Senator John Hickenlooper, who is seeking re-election to the U.S. Senate and, like Bennett, petitioned onto the ballot. Two Democrats will vie for the nomination for Secretary of State and at least two for Attorney General. Most candidates highlighted their efforts to fight against the Trump administration and talked about the dangers they feel his administration poses. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Republicans hold their state assembly in April in Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.